President Biden getting a first-hand look at what tornadoes did to Kentucky last week, including the EF3 that plowed through Dawson Springs.
When you look around here, it's just almost beyond belief. These tornadoes devoured everything in their path.
He says the White House will do whatever is needed to help the state recover. The latest federal data shows COVID cases are up 45% in the past month. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pleads guilty to a federal charge of violating George Floyd's civil rights. That plea will allow Chauvin to avoid another trial but extends his time behind bars. The Federal Reserve will speed up the wind down of the economic stimulus plans it put into effect during the pandemic.
We are committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Chair Jerome Powell also says there are plans for 3 rate hikes next year. Stocks rose on word of the Fed's plans. Daria Albinger, ABC.
When it comes to the Second Amendment, you don't compromise. So shouldn't you shoot at a range that doesn't compromise on safety and quality? If you've been putting off practice because of short ammo supplies, it's time to return to Bullet and Barrel. Don't forget our fabulous shop. The holidays are fast approaching and Bullet and Barrel gift cards are always a great fit. Shoot for something different at Bullet and Barrel, 3252 Lehman Ferry Road in Huntsville.
Have you ever had your power go out? Nothing is worse than when it really goes out or you have a medical issue. It's a problem. I wanted to look into a whole house generator, but you can't find them. I was talking to H.C. Blake, and I think they hoarded them like I did toilet paper. H.C. Blake bought too many, so they're offering up to $1,000 off a generator. If you want a generator, want it installed by someone you can trust, and want a deal on it, do what I did. Call H.C. Blake at 256-469-3353. That's 256-469-3353.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Hey folks, Dale Jackson here for my good friends over there at QC Kinetics. Do you want to really go through another year with that awful joint pain? Don't do it! Resolve right now to get yourself moving again for 2022. It's time to call QC Kinetics, non-surgical regenerative solutions for joint pain. We're talking lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery, no pain meds, no steroids, and no downtime. This is really exciting stuff. Regenerative, restorative treatments that actually encourage your body to heal itself using highly concentrated natural biologics. Patients rave about it for hip pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, and back pain relief. Don't let them tell you that you need to do steroids. Don't let them tell you that surgery is the only option. Get a free second opinion at QC Kinetics. Do it now and imagine life in 2022 without the pain. Call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics today. 256-929-PAIN. That's 256-929-PAIN.
Did you know there are cash and tax credit incentives available through more than 3,000 different government programs for businesses of all industries and sizes? How am I supposed to figure this out?
Yeah, it's confusing, but we used e-tax breaks to figure it out. They can maximize your tax incentives and already recovered over $2 billion for their clients, like incentives for hiring employees from certain demographics and even retaining employees through the pandemic.
It's a lot to deal with, right?
Just go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside.
Your constitutional rights are sacred and should not be overlooked or trampled on. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty exists to make sure that everyday folks like you and I know and understand our rights and how to best defend them. Freedom is a precious thing, and the staff at Alabama Center for Law and Liberty are there to protect that freedom. Go to alabamalawandliberty.org to learn more. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, there to protect all of the things that make this nation great.
You can depend on Yappy for the latest news in Alabama. Listen to the Effie program 9 to 11 a.m. on WVNN. Depend on it.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. 4:36 p.m., we are winding down the day right now. Some of you guys have already got your car keys in your hand. You're thinking about that go-home traffic you got to drive through. And you're also wondering, what am I going to do for dinner? Well, let me just suggest something to you. I do this quite often. You may want to, on the way in tomorrow morning, or perhaps on the way home today, or maybe for lunch or just for a snack, check out Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other in South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they've got an amazing menu. So yes, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe. You can imagine it's a coffee shop, right? You go in there, you can get any of the best roasts. They've got all kinds of award-winning roasts, some of which are designed now for Christmas. They've got the stuff like cappuccinos and lattes and espressos, and they've got hot and cold. But then they've also got a food menu that'll blow your mind. I mean, if you like wraps or sandwiches, or if you want to eat breakfast for dinner or breakfast for breakfast or dinner for breakfast, whatever, they've got a menu that'll blow your mind. And then you might want to even consider this. What about a Saturday morning? Saturday morning, you get up, take the kids, and they get some berry waffles. You got a womlet, they call it, which is an omelet cooked in a waffle iron. I mean, the whole thing is just cool. I love that place. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. All right, so several stories grabbed my attention on this third piece of the Triple Dipper for the day. I called this section on the Triple Dipper, What Happens When We Self-Segregate? What happens when we self-segregate? Well, don't think for a second it doesn't happen, because we've got some amazing things going on right now, and several stories caught my eye that I had to bring up, not the least of which was the fact that it was just discovered that a school in the Denver school district decided to have what they called a Families of Color Playground Night. Families of Color Playground Night. Now, I remember as a kid, I had this memory of busing in Huntsville City Schools when I was young. And I remember that we integrated, and we should, because the whole, separate but equal thing is a misnomer, all right? That does not work. It's something for everyone is what you need to have, not separate but equal. But then when the laws are changed and we address the issues that are dealing with inequalities and systemic problems, which we have been putting behind us for, as long as this country has been around, actual laws are in place. But then we begin to self-segregate. Well, what was the point of all the work of getting us past those things? So Denver Public Schools were confronted by the fact that they had Families of Color Playground Night. They say it was at the request of black families in the school. Maybe so. But if you want to self-segregate, go do it on your own time. Don't ask for government agencies to do it for you. I'm sure that there are parks or playgrounds where if you felt like you only wanted your kids to play with other kids of like, skin color or like religious backgrounds or whatever else, I'm sure you can do that. It is not the role of our government institutions paid for with tax dollars, in this case a school, to provide for segregated opportunities. That is not their role. The laws have been passed to prevent such segregation. And for tax dollars to be paid to a school that is then going to say, we think it's a great idea just to have Families of Color Playground Night. No. All you've done then is teach kids that you should be different. You should be separate but equal. And that is not what we stand for now. Well, this kind of thing is happening left and right. I've got a clip. One of the things that is insulting to me is when government institutions, despite the laws that have been passed to prevent this kind of thing, begin to do things that they think are going to be, we'll help them because they can't get there on their own. And what's especially galling is when you see things like when President Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, because what he's believing is that black people don't have a mind of their own. They only vote where they're told to because they're slaves to the Democrat Party. Nothing could be further from the truth. In this case, what I was about to show you was another story. This one's off of Fox News. Literally talking about the fact that out in California, school districts are banning failing grades. Banning failing grades because they feel like that it is something that hurts minority kids. What? If there's no means to fail, then there's no reason to have to succeed. If there's no risk of getting a failing grade, then why should you bother trying? It's like being paid to sit at home with all this extra compensation that we've been given out. If you don't have to go to work, why would you? You're getting paid anyway, right? Heck, let's just go ahead and wait for that next check to come in. Well, how about this? All you're doing is building an entitlement mentality when you teach kids that it does not matter whether you try or not, because we're not going to fail you. Well, what do you think a lot of kids are going to do? They're going to go, shoot, man, I'm hanging out tonight. I'm not doing my homework. Why would it matter? I don't get a failing grade anyway. Well, Leo Terrell, who is, by the way, in case you don't know, is black, literally takes issue with this in a recent interview on Fox News. I've got that on a clip. Copper, you ready with clip one? You good to go on that one? Just give me the high sign if you is. And I see the call come in. All right, Copper, go ahead and play clip one right now.
Oh, we should explain. So they're lowering the bar by certain California school boards, ban teachers from giving D and F grades, and instead offer students a chance to essentially have a do-over. So ultimately, Leo, what does that do for those kids?
Thank you, Steve, for that question. Basically, it says I get a second chance. I don't have to study. It's a disincentive, because now the kid knows he doesn't have to work all year. He doesn't have to do his work. He doesn't have to do his homework. It takes away the incentive because he's going to get a second chance. When a kid fails a class, you know what we did? He had to take the class all over again.
Yeah.
It gives a teacher the chance to relax and say, you know what? I don't have to work as hard. Again, this is nothing more than a backdoor way to please public school unions, and this is more of this critical race nonsense, because you know what? It targets kids based on skin color. It's racist, and I find that offensive.
There you have it. I mean, did you hear that? I agree. I find it offensive. I mean, the very idea that kids are not going to be challenged because it might offend them. It might be harmful to them. They can't get there on their own. We should just let them have a pass. I mean, it's one thing to say you got the trophy for being on the losing team in Little League. I get it. Your participation trophies, that's kind of a new thing. I don't particularly cotton to them myself, but nonetheless, that's different than saying, as to your education, you can have a participation trophy. We're never going to fail you. You don't have to have standards. It doesn't matter whether you learn. Heck, it doesn't matter whether we teach. Just go along to get along. What are you then? You're nothing but a daycare at that point. You're a place where they go and hang out with their friends during the day, eat lunch, and go home. No reason to have to work, no homework, no learning, no expanding of the mind, no expanding of the capabilities, no broadening of the horizons. And folks, I'm just telling you, that kind of self-segregation, when we decide for them that they can't do, and so we won't do anything to make them do. That's self-segregation. That is setting aside that which should have been done better in favor of just, you know, going light. Let me tell you another one here I've got in front of me. And I see I've got a call. I'll take it here in just 1 minute. But I got another one here. UC Berkeley. Okay. Whew. All right. I know UC Berkeley is literally one of the most liberal campuses in the face of God's green earth. But UC Berkeley now has a vice chancellor of equity and inclusion who makes $325,000 a year. $325,000 a year. So I'm reading the story right here. Okay. You hear about the one acronym is DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. But now we got Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging and Justice. So her role is to ensure that UC Berkeley has DEIBJ being dealt with. She's a vice chancellor of equity and inclusion. Her name is Dania Matos, And she describes the emotional toll of what it takes to do her $325,000 a year gig. So at the time of the interview, she'd only been there for about a month. She was talking about how she was holding informal and formal listening sessions, focused on truth-telling and trust and transformation. She says, I'm up against a lot of systems of power that are bigger than myself. It takes a little bit out of you when you're battling injustice. Folks, I'm just going to tell you, $325,000, that's more than a lot of doctors make. That's more than, I mean, good Lord. And they're paying her $325,000 so that she can go out there and decide people's intersectionalities and help them self-segregate and decide that they're being victims. That's what's happening. Hey, I got a call on line two. I got about 2 minutes for it. Rich from Huntsville. Hey, Rich, Phil Williams here on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm well, Phil. Yeah, so, I mean, people don't need, no one needs help self-segregating at this point. Just look at your church congregation this Sunday, Phil. And you said something really interesting, and I think people need to stop with the propaganda that slavery was only supported by Democrats. Because when slavery began in America, there were no Republicans or Democrats. And if you look at it today, all of these Confederate sore loser trophies that we have around America, who is in support of keeping them erect? I think that's the Republicans. So I'm just really sick of people with the, you know, the Democrats support slavery. No, man, white people supported slavery. Democrat,
okay.
Republican.
Let me jump in, Rich, before I lose my time here on the commercial break, because that's not what I said. What I said a moment ago was President Biden, in one of his interviews with Charlemagne the God, who is up in New York City, I believe, looked at him, Joe Biden did, and said, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. Because what he was saying in his own mind was he reckons that blacks are slaves to the Democrat Party and will do whatever just because there's a D by someone's name. That's what he was saying, and that's what I was talking about. And I do, you know, I take your point. There were Republicans and Democrats who were probably pro-slavery back in the day, but it was the Republican Party, by the way, who freed the slaves. I hope you recognize that.
No, but no, because it
no,
was
you don't, not, you don't, it, you don't recognize that? Come on, Rich, you know it was.
The slaves were never free because they were never given their recompense. They were never given what was promised to them. So they weren't necessarily free. And the money from slavery is still being flowed out through America today. And black people are not able to take advantage of that. Black people have been at the bottom since we came here, and we're still at the bottom. And now y'all are trying to make it to
but
where
that, never,
you can't.
Never mind the fact that we've had a black president, a black justice of the Supreme Court, a black secretary of state, a black national security advisor, and I could go on and on, brother. You're literally victimizing.
That's five black people.
How many do you need? What's the number you need?
What number do you need? To escalate.
You don't have. Do you have a number? What number do you need for there to be equity and inclusion in your mind? What number?
I need black folks to have their own government, their own economy, their own nation. That's called
self-segregation. You want a separate nation within a nation, and that's not going to happen. That's called civil war, and it's not going
to
happen.
It doesn't have to be within this nation. Black people need to wake up and go to other black nations around the world. America is not the end all be all when it comes to civilization or society. America
wow.
is backwards. America is Babylon.
Let me ask you this, Rich. I got to go to a break, but why are you here? Why haven't you left yet? That's the way you feel. Why are you here calling me on my American radio show?
Yeah, my exit plan is en route. I do have a house being built currently in Jamaica, where my wife is from. So.
Okay.
I'm not just talking, you know. But
well, just so you know, by the way, hey Rich, just so you know, even when you're in Jamaica, you can listen to us at rightsideradio.org by clicking live, and you can still call me from Jamaica, man. Hey, listen, we got to go. Taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And by the way, black Americans are welcome to remain in America. I'm just saying that's a ridiculous notion that all blacks should leave and go set up a separate country. That would be the downfall of this great nation because we would be seeing a brain drain of good, solid, wonderful people. Not going to happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Final few moments of the show here. I got about 2.5 minutes, but I see I got a caller held on the line through the break, so let me just grab that right now. Kevin from Huntsville. Hey, Kevin, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Real good, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. Responding to Rich, I just want to make a comment. For some reason, he's not paying attention to the education of the past. When the Selma riots, when the Selma protests were taking place, the governor of Alabama authorized the spraying of the protesters. That governor was George Wallace, a Democrat.
Yeah.
And after after that event, Alabama became a Republican state for the first time ever. So, other words, Alabama was always Democrat until a very embarrassing situation. And then the bad people fled out of Alabama, and then Alabama became Republican for the first time ever. Republican, Democrat, it does matter. Robert Byrd was not a Republican.
That's great points, Rich. I mean, Kevin, and I appreciate that that rebuttal to Rich. And you're right. I mean, history dictates things that are different than what is being portrayed in some of this critical race theory and self-segregation that we're seeing everywhere. Thanks for the call, Kevin. We appreciate it very much. Stay in the audience, man. You sound like a Right Side ruffian. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. It's been a great day. Good to be back in the studio. Tomorrow we got the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Copper's Corner will be tomorrow. And listen, we're going to have an amazing show for you. Just tune in. 2 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. You have a great night.